Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on easing inflation, a boost to economic growth. The participants are Santosh Tiwari, economic analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
Let's begin by looking at the latest indicators for March Consumer Price Index. It's at 3.34%. And if you compare it month on month, February, it was 3.61%. And we know that these indicators are compiled by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. It's also the lowest CPI since August 2019. And if we compare it to the highest CPI in the near past, in October 2024, it was 6.1%. And again, it's in the backdrop of what's happening in the US with tariff increases. And again, the subject which has been dominating any conversation has been the inflation, not only to the consumer, but to businesses as well. So how would you look at March CPI right now? And how optimistic are you in terms of what the government and the central bank decides in terms of the steps to be taken for our supply chain and monetary policy?
Absolutely. And it's a big good news, both for the government in terms of finance ministry and also for RBI. Because RBI's role in India's economy is to maintain inflation at the rate of or between 4% plus minus 2%. And that's something which Parliament has basically under. It is statutory duty of RBI. And whenever inflation goes down below 4%, but it's not going down so much that it's a major concern, then it's the sweet spot where you can take measures or you can do something to support growth. And today, not only finance ministry and the government needs some support from RBI for boosting growth, but the overall economy also is needing that kind of support. So what has this done? If the inflation has come down to below 4%, then RBI sensed it, I think, 2-3 months back. They have been telling the government, they have been telling everybody that the trajectory of inflation in this year is going to be below 4%. Keeping that in mind, already they have reduced policy rates twice. And now with this lowest inflation since 2019, and which has been going down for the last 5-6 months, now RBI has that window to cut policy rates further, at least by 50 basis points. Now, the moment you cut your policy rates by 1 percentage point, during a period, and your economy, your businesses, and everybody who is in the businesses, they are needing that kind of support, industry, where the policy rates need to be cut. And RBI goes ahead and does that, like it is expected now, that in next 2 months or so, by June, there would be 2 more rounds of policy rate cuts of 25 basis point each. And right now, the policy rate is 6%, so it will be 5.5%. Now, what that does, this policy rate cut would allow more and more infusion of money into the economy. The businesses would be able to take money from banks, would be able to take money and funds and invest in business growth. That will lead to boosting of not only manufacturing, but boosting of growth prospects in all the sectors, whether it is agriculture, whether it is manufacturing, whether it is services, because the money will be available at a lower interest rate. Now, that's what is required in today's context in India. In the global backdrop and whatever is happening in India, RBI itself has projected that this year the GDP growth rate would be 6.5%. And there is a need for boosting the economy through monetary policy measures and also fiscal policy measures. Fiscal policy measures government has taken in the budget, and government will keep doing, taking those measures, you know, going ahead in the year also. But the moment you support that with monetary policy measures, industry and everybody gets that fuel which is required right now to boost GDP growth and boost your agriculture, boost your services, boost your manufacturing. That process will span out in next 6 months or so. So this inflation going down, that's why I said that it's a big good news for monetary policy makers and also government on the whole.
You mentioned about the repo rate at which the borrowing takes place on the part of the commercial bank, which is 6%. 50 basis point cut would be a big boost for lending, both by retail customers and businesses. And that all in turn leads to greater productivity. Just a word about the fourth quarter GDP for this financial year, the projection for real GDP growth, which takes into account inflation, is 6.4%. But if you don't take into account inflation, the nominal GDP is at 9.7%. Do you feel that these figures can be revised to the betterment of the economy, especially in the context of what's happening globally and the China issue in terms of dumping goods into other markets at deflationary prices?
So this is the thought process. You know, some of the market players have already indicated, and some of them have already reduced India's GDP growth rate from their earlier prediction of 6.5% to 6.1%. All those things will keep happening. And they give some logic, etc. But the logic here is straightforward if you start looking at impact as you indicated. That whatever is happening in the US or across the world, the uncertainty, the disruptive nature of the trade and all those things, that will impact India's economy in an adverse manner. There are factors, you know, but the whole point is that the tariffs, etc., are not going to impact Indian GDP in a big way. That's one. Two, India is taking those steps to counter, especially in the impacts in the Indo-US trade affair. US is the largest trading partner of India. Now, if you are planning or if you are already into an advanced stage of signing a bilateral agreement, then lots of your concerns will be taken care of by that bilateral agreement. This has happened in the case of UK. UK, the tariff which has been imposed on UK is the lowest, 10%. That's the baseline. So that's one. Even EU has 20%. India's neighbors and India's competitors, they all have more tariffs than India. So that's one. So impact-wise, the turbulence or the way the global economy is seen to be headed and growing, those turbulences are not expected to hurt or impact India too much adversely. That's one. Having said this, there is an interesting press release or first reaction of the government which came after this tariff decision from Commerce Department. Now, they said that there is no need to look at things in a hurry. We have told all the stakeholders, the industry, agriculturists, everybody who thinks, the segments which think that, you know, they would be impacted, then what kind of impact they will have, and come to us and tell us what kind of impact you will have. You perceive that you will have. In that press release itself, it is written that there may be opportunities also. So India is standing at a point where all these turbulences, you know, may lead to some opportunities also, which will not only balance the adverse impact if it comes, but also put you in a better position. But these are things, you know, which will pan out in next 6 months to 1 year. And everybody needs to watch closely the developments which are there in the global market. In this whole backdrop, I would say that still India is one of the fastest growing economies. 6.5%, 6.2% or 6.1%. India will remain one of the fastest growing economies. Even at this rate, India's growth perception is not going to get derailed. Because of global turbulences, maybe some investments, maybe some of the businesses which are coming here, they may take time, etc., etc. Those things can happen. But as far as India's perception is concerned, of the one of the fastest growing economies, that is not going to change. So I don't see a huge impact on India's GDP because of the turbulences that are happening.
Let's now move on to something that's of a personal nature, personal consumption. When we talk about food items, and we are referring now to CFPI, which is the Consumer Food Price Index for March 2025, it's at 2.69%, rural inflation 2.82%, urban inflation 2.48%. This is the lowest food inflation we've had since November 2021. There's been a fall of 106 basis points if you compare it to February, just month on month. How is the government managing this? Because in the consumer price index, the food basket, it has a weightage of 46%.
Absolutely.
In the WPI, wholesale price index, it has a weightage of 24%. How is the government of India managing this?
So CPI is the predominant, you know, index which government takes. I think we have passed so many years, you know, when we left WPI behind, and now we are more concerned about CPI because it is more reflective of the real situation on the ground. Now, you yourself, the way food contributes to the inflation and the composition of the CPI the way it is, obviously food plays a major role, and not everything goes wrong all the time.
Well, if you look at vegetable inflation, in fact, it's been deflated. It's minus 7% in March. In February also, it fell by 1%, but now it's accelerated. to -7%. Pulses have fallen by 2.73%. It's in minuses. Well, in February, there was some indication of the prices being stable. But now, both for pulses and for vegetable, it has come down significantly. The only food items that have gone up is cereals, which is 6%. Milk, 2.5%. What's a likely scenario for the food index, at least for the next quarter?
So again, these all indicate, because month after month, the food inflation has been going down. This indicates that when there is a challenging situation, government over the years have been taking policies, bringing in measures. There are improvements in transportation. There are improvements in warehousing. There are improvements in the thought process of the farmer also. There are improvements in their way of doing business or sowing or anything due to digitizations which have changed. All those positive impacts are somehow taking care of the biggest concerns in the Indian agriculture sector, which were predominantly related to food items and pulses, especially vegetables, fruits, etc. Those things are getting taken care of. That's one indication, I would say. To answer your question, how it is going to pan out in next quarter or so, the biggest plus and the biggest indication is that IMD has predicted that there would be above normal monsoon. So that's a big plus. So that's not only improves sentiment in the agriculture sector and the rural sector, but on the ground also it improves a lot of things. It will bring in availability of production in the market. It will cool down prices further. And if everything goes the way it has been predicted, then obviously there would be further support from this normal monsoon to the cooling off of inflation. So that RBI also has little more leeway to cut rates, and then government also has little bit leeway to push growth in the way it wants, etc. So the above normal monsoon is the biggest plus that's going to happen in the next quarter. All indications and RBI predictions also indicate that in coming quarter and this year also, the inflation CPI is expected to be below 4%. And below 4% means that whatever measures have to be taken by RBI or the government, they will keep taking and they will take to boost your growth. And if that growth comes with normal monsoon, we may be on the verge of a cycle where your rural economy, agriculture, and government measures and also RBI measures, they are coming together on the table and they are boosting your growth in coming years in a big major way. Maybe. But there are headwinds also. There are global issues. There are issues at the domestic level also, because the investments have not picked up the way government would have wanted. But maybe this is an opportunity where RBI is cutting rates. So everything will come on the table. And then the growth rate from 6.5%, maybe you will see that things have started happening because of the normal monsoon itself gives a boost to agriculture in a way, which then gives boost to manufacturing, which then gives boost route to FMCG sector, which then gives boost to several other sectors, ultimately to the GDP growth. So that normal monsoon itself will give boost. And then this rate cut. So all things put together, maybe next year, if things are going in the right direction and global headwinds are not impacting you much, then maybe growth rates would get better next year.
There's also a focus, finally, on infrastructure, irrigation, the river linking projects, so that water, which is a key ingredient when we talk about monsoons, we're talking about the water input into agri output itself. How do you see that panning out for the farmer in the medium to long term, which will also impact inflation?
There are two elements in agriculture which have impacted Indian agriculture invest adversely in a big, big way. One is this availability of water. Irrigated land percentage that you had 10, 15 years back, the percentage was abysmal, despite the fact that government have been doing so many things for improving irrigation facilities. But in the past few years, yes, there is a movement in this direction, and that has started impacted agriculture in a different way. Another thing which I would bring here is that research and R&D by industry and universities or by other players, the way it should have reached the government in last 15, 20 years, it didn't reach. But in the last few years, we could see that the research and development part also, though investment-wise still, you know, corporate sector is not investing much in agriculture, and that's a big element which is missing in the Indian agriculture. So both of them put together, irrigation, you said, that thing the government is taking care of. And then there are measures like, you know, solar power you bring in, then that will improve irrigation. Other measures like canals or river linking you do, and that will improve irrigation. And this R&D put together, this can boost the productivity of Indian agriculture sector in a big, big way.
Well, thank you so much, Santosh Tiwari ji, for talking to us at length about the latest consumer price index figures for the March of 2025, which is at 3.34%, at its lowest since quite some time, and the expected economic growth, both in real and nominal terms, including what the negative externalities can do to the economy of India. Thank you so much, Santosh Tiwari ji, for talking to us at length on Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on easing inflation, a boost to economic growth. The participants were Santosh Tiwari, economic analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.